On this week's episode of Mythic Pod, let's talk about why I might not buy any games in 2018. Welcome back, everyone, to episode 8 of the Mythic Pod here on Mythic United. I'm your host, Tony, and today we're going to talk about something a little more personal, but I think it speaks to the current status of the games industry, and that's why I might not buy any games this year. And that's something that it's probably not going to be true. I'm probably going to end up buying something, but for me, it's like I'm looking at the current release schedule for all these games coming out, and I'm definitely excited for a lot of them, but none of them have me, with the exception of Red Dead, which I think I might buy, but even then, I'm not fully sure. With the exception of Red Dead, none of these games I'm looking at going, I need to buy this day one, man. I'm looking at some of these games like Sea of Thieves, State of Decay 2, Crackdown 3, the next Call of Duty, whatever the Battlefield's going to be, you know, any of these games, even Dragon Ball FighterZ, you know, all these games that we know about, even Yoshi, Metroid Prime, whatever Nintendo has up their sleeve, really. I mean, if Nintendo has something super surprising up their sleeve, that could change my mind, and same with Xbox, to be honest. But right now, as it stands, I just don't see myself buying anything for a very long time in terms of video games, which is a good thing financially. I mean, hell, I'm not going to spend any money. But at the same time, it is disappointing for somebody who, you know, I run a gaming website, man. You know, I run a gaming channel. I'm making videos about video games. I'm making podcasts about video games. And I'm not going to buy any games. Like, that's pretty interesting when you think about it. There are definitely games where I'm excited about them. I recently played the Sea of Thieves stress test this past weekend. Or I guess it would have been 2 weekends ago at the time when you're listening to this. And it's a fun game, man. But that game for me, like, I was playing it by myself and it certainly was kind of fun, but that game, you need people to have fun. You definitely need people. And I just don't see any of my friends getting that game right away. That might be a game we get down the line, which is cool. Totally cool. But for me, I'm probably not going to get that game. The only thing that could really change my mind about this, and I hinted about this last week, was Halo. You know, if there's a Halo game announced at E3 or whenever at a Halo event, at a Microsoft event, and it's coming out this year, man, I'm buying that. That's something that would change my whole perspective on gaming this year, is Halo. And that's probably the only game that could do that for me, realistically. A game I might buy, like I said before, is Red Dead. Red Dead Redemption 2, that is. That's a game where I could see myself getting. That's going to come out in October, so that's a long ways away. But I could see myself, let's see, it's already February and I haven't purchased any games yet. So we're in month 2. I don't see myself getting anything in March, April, May, or June. Beyond that, we don't really know what's coming out, but July and August is usually pretty dry. September is when things can start to come out. So when you think about it, it's like, man, that's most of the year without really being excited about video games. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I have plenty of games I can play that I haven't, you know, fully beaten yet. Everyone has their back catalog, and that's something I'd be grateful to kind of work through. And it's something that people should do more in general, is just kind of play the games they have rather than buying new ones for the sake of buying new ones and kind of leaving old ones half completed, or, man, I really want to get back to it, but I got to play this new game I just bought. Like, the games are going to be there. You know, it's not like the games are going to disappear. Sea of Thieves is not going to go away when it launches. You know, it's always going to be there. Same with State of Decay, same with Crackdown, same with whatever else is coming out, even Dragon Ball FighterZ right now, which is a game I really want to get. But it's not something I'm going to buy right now, just because I know I can always come back to that game. That's a game where I could purchase down the line when it's on sale or whatever, maybe not even on sale. But that's a game I can come back to. That's not a game where I need to have it day one to play. And I guess that's more of the conversation of today's podcast, is just games that, you know, get you excited. And for me, one of the things that gets me really excited is Halo. And that's probably the only thing that would get me excited enough to buy a game day one. That and Red Dead. Right, I've kind of mentioned those two things. Or if Nintendo kind of, you know, now that I own a Nintendo Switch, if Nintendo pulled a Super Smash Bros. Or a Sunshine Remastered, or a Pokemon game, like a proper Pokemon game for the Switch, I would jump for those. Totally would jump for those. And for Xbox, like, I would jump for Halo. I would maybe jump on a new IP depending on what it is, and that's probably about it. I'd jump on Fable 4 for sure. We know that's being released. It's probably not coming out this year, mind you, right? So we probably don't need to worry about that. But that's really about it. And again, I don't own a PS4, so part of it is, yeah, there's great PS4 games coming out this year. But even then, like, if I did own a PS4, there's no game that I would really want to buy right away as well when I'm looking at it. The only other game in 2018 where I could see myself wanting to buy it day one is Kingdom Hearts 3. And that's even if it comes out this year. They've said it a couple times now, and it's been in a couple trailers now, that, hey, it's coming out 2018. You know, even Disney, on their Disney's Facebook page, they shared their trailer and they said, can't wait to, you know, share more with you this year in 2018 when the game comes out. And it's like, okay, so Disney said it's coming out in 2018. So if Disney's going to put that on their Facebook page, they're probably pretty confident. But to me, it's like, okay, so there's a handful of games that would get me to buy them this year. So why am I in this state with gaming right now? And it's not a bad state to be in. I think it just requires a bit of reflection, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. And I think that every person who plays games actively, you know, a gamer, or, you know, you don't even have to be a gamer to play games now, man. I hate that term. Anyone who plays games kind of hits that point now, because so many people play games, right? You hit that point where you're like, man, I'm just not excited about any of these games, or, you know, wanting to buy these games anymore, and you're kind of okay with the status quo, which is fine. Like, for me, I'm playing a lot of Overwatch, I'm playing a lot of PUBG, playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Origins, which is an awesome game, by the way. If you haven't played that game, like, man, I used to hate Assassin's Creed. Like, I hated Assassin's Creed ever since Brotherhood. Like, it's been a long time since I've actually liked Assassin's Creed, and Origins have changed my mind about the series. There's so much to do. There's just so much to do, and I think that's a great game. I also have Yooka-Laylee on the shelf. I haven't even put in Yooka-Laylee yet. I also have Shadow of War. I have Call of Duty, which I bought last year, which I beat the campaign and played some multiplayer, and I really like that too. I'd love to jump back into Call of Duty. And of course, there's always Halo, and especially with the Master Chief Collection being remastered this year, or not remastered, I should say being fixed, right? With the Master Chief Collection being fixed this year, as well as updated with any kind of new features they're going to add, like, to me, that's exciting enough to say, you know what? Like, there's enough cool things happening with these games I already own that I don't necessarily need to buy any new games. And this is fine. This is something I know that Jim and I, we both run into this problem a lot. And we've talked about it a lot too, where we just have these gaming hiatuses where we don't stop playing games overall. We just kind of tone it down a little bit. And it's not because we hate video games where our lives are changing and that we don't want to play games anymore. It's not that at all, man. It's just that we reach this point where it's like, you know what? I'm cool with what I got. I don't need anything new to satisfy my gaming hunger, which is a good thing. I think it's a great thing. For me, I get to finally go through my back catalog, like I mentioned. And something this allows me to do as well is it allows me to put more time towards making content on Mythic United, which is something I really want to focus more on in 2018. You know, with Mythic United being kind of half dead in 2017, and then we revived it during the latter half of the year, and we actually received, you know, like, even though the website was dead for half a year, it was actually our best year yet, which is super encouraging for me. So for me, this kind of gaming feeling I'm having where it's like, okay, I don't really want to buy anything new, it's good for me because I can focus on making content for you guys. And it doesn't mean I'm not excited about these games coming out either. And that's something I think that's important. There's a lot of games coming out, and I'm excited about a lot of them. Like, I'm super excited about Sea of Thieves once everyone gets it. Like, all my friends, that'll be an awesome game to play. I'm really excited about Crackdown. Whatever that turns out being, hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's good. I love Crackdown, so I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about any of the third-party games coming out, too. Like, I'm usually excited about whatever Battlefield's coming out, and even Call of Duty to an extent. The Forza Horizon series should be returning this year to Tokyo, which is cool. Like, to me, this is just like, I'm definitely excited about games coming out. It's just a matter of like, okay, how excited are you? And as I mentioned, the only thing that's really going to get me back into that groove is Halo. And this is something where I feel like it happens every 3 years for me, actually. And it kind of lines up with Halo. For me, when I was, you know, Halo Combat Evolved came out when I would have been, oh god, 7. And I still played Halo Combat Evolved a lot, right? But like, that wasn't a game where, you know, I was playing Pokemon at that point. I wasn't playing Halo. Then Halo 2 came out, and by the time Halo 2 came out, I was playing Halo at a friend's house, whether it was Combat Evolved or Halo 2. So that's where I got my Halo fix. Halo 3 came out, and, you know, Halo 3 was a different time for me. That was kind of what really sparked my gaming interest. I was playing video games before that, but Halo 3 kind of kicked it up a notch, right? And then ever since then, you know, every time a Halo game has come out, it's re-sparked my interest in video games, whether it was ODST or Reach or Halo Wars or Halo 4, not necessarily Halo Wars 2, but then, and then even then, right, like I didn't buy an Xbox One until Halo Master Chief Collection was released. I waited until that happened, which was an extra year. And that was simply because I knew Halo 5 was coming down the pipeline, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta have this Xbox One to play Halo 5, so I need to buy it. But also, I can play all these other Halo games on it now. Like, Halo was literally the reason I purchased an Xbox One, and Halo is the reason why Mythic United exists, which is super cool. I think it's it kind of speaks to the importance of Halo for myself and Jim. Even though Jim's focusing more on the music side, like when we first started, we did these podcasts where Halo was, you know, we talked about every Halo game, and I'd love to redo them with Jim. Because we had awesome conversations about Halo. Just we went through all the games. We talked about them. They were like 40-minute podcasts. They were wicked. But our audio quality was just awful. It was atrocious. But we made them because we loved them, right? And now that we have a better of understanding and our brand has matured a little bit, I think that we can probably revisit those topics once we both have time to do it. Our schedules are a little yin and yang right now where, you know, I have time at certain points and then Jim has time at the opposite points. But we'll figure it out eventually. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the Mythic Pod. I just really wanted to talk about why I'm probably not going to buy any games this year. And it's just because I'm not very excited about what's coming out. And this happens about every 3 years in between Halo games. So hopefully Halo 6 is announced or the next Halo game is announced and that'll re-spark my interest in video games. But this isn't a bad thing, right? This is an opportunity for myself to work on Mythic United more. This is an opportunity for me to work on my back catalog and play games I already have that I love playing. Which is a very good thing. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Mythic Pod. Hope you liked it. If you have any feedback for us, feel free to leave us a line on our website, on YouTube, or on your podcast service of choice. I check that stuff frequently. So if you have any questions, definitely let me know. If you have any topics you want me to cover, definitely let me know. And if you have any feedback saying, oh, Tony, this topic was shit, let me know. Totally willing to take any feedback here and go from there. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mythic Pod. Please consider subscribing. You can find us on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Podcast Store. You can also find this podcast on YouTube, as well as all of our content, including podcasts, are on our website at www.mythicunited.com. And to stay up to date on all of our content, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Search Mythic United, you will find us right away.